This is Miss Ruby Elliott from Lincoln County, and she's going to tell us about when she went to school, when she went to college, and when she taught school. Would you mind telling us about when you went to grade school and high school?
In the year 1911, I started to school in a one-room school building, one teacher. The name of the school was Walnut Flat. I walked 2.5 miles, but sometimes I'd catch a ride with an old Negro man on a load of bones that he would gather up over the county to sell. School started in July, and it was out by Christmas. I attended this school for 2 years. My next school I attended in Bristol, Virginia. And then my next year I attended school in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I attended that until I was in the 10th grade. Then I came back to Crab Orchard and I graduated.
After you graduated, where did you go to college?
I attended college at Richmond, Kentucky.
How many students were there at Richmond at that time?
At that time, there were 1,100.
Were there dormitories and classrooms like they are today?
Yes, we had dormitories for the girls and dormitories for the boys. We had a cafeteria.
After you finished college, where did you teach grade school and what did you teach?
After I finished college in the year 1926, I taught school in Lincoln County at McKinney, Kentucky. At that time, there were several one-room schoolhouses, but my first school happened to have 3 teachers and 3 rooms. I taught the beginners through the 4th grade, and some of my pupils were 16 years old or older. We had a teacher for the 5th and 6th grade, and we had a teacher for the 7th and 8th grade. Back in that time, each teacher had to do their own janitor work.
What did the janitor work consist of?
It consisted of carrying in the coal and building fires in an old iron stove, but this was just in the winter time.
Did the iron stoves keep the schoolrooms very warm?
Well, it did if you kept putting the coal to them.
You said that you taught some of your 4th graders were 16 years old. Did they seem harder to teach or hard to learn?
I think the reason they were grown, 16, probably older, they didn't have a chance to go to school every day. They had to stay at home and help do the work. They were eager to learn and was very interested in school. School started at 8:30 and it lasted until 3:30. Our morning exercises included singing and reading. It lasted 15 minutes. I taught reading, writing, spelling, and arithmetic to the older ones. For the beginners, we had word study on a chart. We used the blackboard quite a bit. We had counting, printing the alphabet, and being neat with our work. Some of the little ones, when they got sleepy, they would take a nap. The third, fourth grades, we had reading, writing, spelling, and arithmetic. We had recess morning and afternoon.
What did you all do during recess? What were some of the games that you all played?
The main thing for the recesses were to get a drink of water and be excused. And the rest of the time, the children would play ball, play marbles. And they would bring their dinner from home in a tin bucket.
Did you all have a lunchroom?
No lunchroom at that time, but later on we added on 2 years of high school, and we added on a lunchroom. Me and another lady started the lunchroom in a building close to the schoolhouse. We would take our stuff in the way of tomatoes, potatoes, onions, sweet potatoes, or whatever anybody would give to us, and we would take it down to this building and do the cooking. We also had two long tables and four benches, and the children from the high school mostly would come over and eat their lunch, and at that time it was 15 cents.
Did you all have milk for them to drink too?
We mostly had soup. And sometimes we'd have wieners and polony and light bread, of course. And that is about it.
Did the children seem to enjoy eating at the lunchroom where they didn't have to bring their lunch from home?
More would have eaten in the lunchroom if they'd have had 15 cents to pay for it. At that time, seemed like money was hard to get a hold of.
Were the children polite and courteous to the teachers?
They were. They were very polite and mannerly.
Did you enjoy teaching school the years that you taught?
Yes. It was a struggle to get there. Sometimes you would be wet and cold.
Did you have to walk to school when you taught school?
Yes, I walked morning and evening.
Was school called off any whenever it snowed and the children couldn't get to school?
I don't remember the time that it got too bad that we didn't get there. Sometimes some of them would be there by 12, just a little late.
It's been very interesting talking to you, Mrs. Elliott, about the schools, and I thank you for talking to me.